I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back.
What's it like to coach a football team that scored 80 points one game and 72 points another game? And we're only to what point in the season here? So Peter Hoggins got going at Gustavus, head coach there. Peter, thank you for joining us.
You bet. Thanks, Maxie, for having me on.
First of all, what a perfect fall, huh? Every Saturday, hasn't it felt like football?
It has felt like football. And, you know, just, you know, knowing that we were away from it for a full year, just to be back on the field is really special for players, coaches, and fans.
What did you do during last fall at this time? I know you're allowed to do some practicing. What was it like?
You know, we were not in full pads, we were not in helmets, but we were in we were able to practice basically in t-shirts and shorts. We did absolutely everything that we were able to do within the rules, and that's what we did. We took it really seriously. It was something that throughout the last year and a half we tried to stay really focused on staying. Kind of where we could control. You know, there was a lot of things that were so much out of our control, but we stayed, you know, focused on what we could control, a lot of leadership stuff. But in the fall, we were out, you know, practicing, but not in pads.
So how do you keep that? How do you keep them engaged? How do you keep it fun when there's no caveat at the end, no pinata to hit in the form of a game on Saturday?
Well, I think, you know, we all look forward to the game so much. There's just absolutely no doubt about it. But I think what last year provided us an opportunity is, and I just don't think there will not be another opportunity like this in our lifetime. But I think last year gave us a really unique opportunity to lead and to grow at a really unique time in our country's history. And so we took that very seriously. We tried to stay very connected with our players. I think that was something that was very important to us. And that contact and trying to grow as a team in the midst of a difficult situation, I think, was critically important.
And what about the seniors last year that didn't know if they wanted to come back this year? What did they do? What did they choose to do? Was that split, or did they say, look, there's no sense in me practicing now because by the time you guys get football back, I'm out of here?
Yeah, you know, we're really fortunate. You know, we had 13 of our 16 seniors decided to come back, you know, here for their basically their fifth fall here at Gustavus. And so to have that good of a size of a group coming back, and three of them went off and are doing great things professionally, but 13 of them decided to come back, and some of them weren't with us last year because they had to take a semester off. Some were with us, but really thankful for their commitment. And having that extra year of experience has been really important.
Now, folks, listen to this stat. Gustavus gave up 58 points in the first game of the season and won by 22, 80-58 to open the season. Tell me, I remember seeing that score and going, I got to call Peter and find out what the heck. What was that like? I mean, obviously you hadn't played for a year because of COVID. You're playing an opponent that nobody has a lot of tape on anybody at this juncture because you're not quite sure how they're going to, you know, what they're going to do. What was that day like?
Well, it was incredible. I mean, first of all, to be playing football again, like you mentioned, it was something that was it was really special. I can tell you that. I can tell you that we needed every single one of those 80 points on that particular day. It was a very competitive game. Both teams played very hard. We got, our defense – gave up some points for sure, but man, they got six turnovers. Our defense had six turnovers on that particular day. And so, and our offense was able to capitalize on a lot of those turnovers. And so, a very unique game, probably one that we'll never, hopefully never be a part of in terms of just the craziness of it, but a good football team in Buena Vista, and we were able to come out on top.
So what are you scoring, a touchdown every other play, or what? How's that working?
Yeah, it really was that, Maxie. It was a big play type of environment. They were all, you know, there's an 88-yard play, a 30-yard play, a 70-yard play, 41-yard play, 54-yard play, 44-yard play, 75-yard play, 72-yard play, 73-yard play. And I am literally listing these down as we're talking right now, as I'm looking at the box score. And so these, you know, these are the drives. They were long. And sometimes they were one-play drives. They were two-play drives. They were four-play drives, some of these ones that I just mentioned. So there was – nobody was really doing these 13-play long drives. They were very quick scoring. I think the longest play drive was something like nine plays.
Now, you know what I'm thinking, Peter? I'm thinking, what was it like for a freshman – on their first game in college football, whether they played or not, or sitting on the sidelines, what was it like for them to witness that?
You know, we were very fortunate. In our non-conference games, we were able to travel a few more guys, and you mentioned the freshmen, and we were able to bring several along. And I think it was just a really fun experience for them. And certainly, you know, we're not used to seeing scores like that. So for them to be a part of it, I think was really fun. Both teams played very hard. But it was kind of exciting right down to the fourth quarter there, and we kind of took hold late in the game, but just a really fun environment.
Well, then you went and laid 72 on St. Scholastica the other day.
Yeah, and that was just, you know, that was a great trip to get up with our full team. We left on a Friday, got up to Duluth, and had a good walkthrough at the University of Duluth there. We actually played our game at UMD. And, you know, we came out really sharp, and we came out fast, and defensively and offensively, special teams, we were really clicking. And, you know, Scholastica's got a lot of young players playing. Coach Heffernan's doing a nice job up there, and but they have a lot of young guys on the field. And so we were able to jump out on top, and we ran the ball very well, stopped the run, and were able to do some good things. And the other really cool thing on Saturday is, you know, every guy got a chance to play. So we got a chance to really evaluate and look at some young guys. But a nice win for us for sure.
Peter Haugen is our guest, head coach at Gustavus. They're 4-1 to open the season. They go to my alma mater, Hamlin, coming up, and then St. John's and Carleton. It is different, isn't it, without St. Thomas being in the conference, only that you're always kind of looking at all the other teams, and you're so used to saying, okay, who plays, who win, and you're used to them being a part of the conversation.
No question about it. Yeah, it is strange. No question about it. You know, when that whole thing went down, and there was, you know, there were some people were happy about it, some people were angry about it. What other side of the fence you were on? It is different. It's weird to not have St. Thomas in our league for sure. What we are thankful for is that our presidents got together. McAllister came back in the league. St. Scholastica was invited into the league, joined the league. And now we have a 10-team league. And, you know, where it was getting a little bit scary, are we going to, you know, lose another team? Now we actually have a larger league than we had before. And so just really excited about this new format.
Peter, you guys are not short on good facilities down there at Gustavus either, are you?
We are not. We're just very thankful. We've been blessed. Our academic facilities are amazing. Our athletic facilities are amazing. And right now we're in the midst of a huge construction project, $60 million capital campaign that's already rolling. The first phase of it is, if you come down to campus, you can see it. It's going to be amazing. And that first phase will be done in April. And that'll be, weight room, cardio, offices, locker rooms. It's going to be amazing. And then the second phase will be in a permanent indoor field house. So the growth has kind of continued. And what's been really cool about that is, even within this last 24 months where things have been very difficult, the college has committed to and continued to grow.
Peter, appreciate it very much. Obviously, a great season so far. Good luck the rest of the way.
Maxie, thanks so much for having us on. I really appreciate it.
You bet. Peter Haugen, one of the good guys in the MIAC as well. There are a lot of good guys in the league, man. Gary Foshing up there at St. John's, we're talking about. Steve Johnson. I mean, how about him at Bethel and what he's done? They gave the Gusties their only loss, and the list goes on and on. But a lot of good guys in that league. And it is weird, though. It's just weird because when as things evolve in the MIAC, if you follow closely, it's like, okay, St. John's is 3-0, and Bethel is 2-1, and Gustavus is 3-1. And then you go, okay, so when then eventually, how's this schedule look? When do they play St. Thomas? Where do they enter into it? Blah, blah, blah. And you're trying to always forecast, you know, who, you know, in November, who finishes strong, who has a tough schedule. And they're not part of it anymore, not part of the conversation. Of course, they were 2 years ago, last year, no season, the year before that. The last game they played there was at Allianz Stadium against St. John's, and the Johnnies really had their way with St. Thomas that day with Jackson Erdman. They threw him up and down the, went up and down the field on him. And little did anyone know, that would be the last time those teams would meet, huh? Isn't that something? Who'd have thought that at that time, didn't know that St. Thomas was going to be Division I, and didn't know that COVID was going to wipe out the next season. And that was a glorious day for football. And didn't know that COVID was going to wipe out the next season. And that was a glorious day for football. I mean, it was a perfect day. And Jackson Erdman, a talented quarterback from Rosemont, and that big offensive line, he had all day to throw, and they made the Tommies pay. They just couldn't get stops on him. And I don't know if it would have mattered much. Everybody knew it was the last time they would play or not, but it was interesting. It was an interesting day because you thought, God, Allianz Stadium, this could be a nice football stadium. But I think what happened was, because there was talk that St. Thomas could make that, if they needed more seating, they could go there. But I think the Loons said, you know, we plan on being a playoff team here. We don't want to be screwing up our turf for a playoff team. And so they said, thanks, but no thanks at looking into that. And it'll be interesting, though, because I still believe in some way, shape, or form, the way this plays out, if St. Thomas gets a lot of attention for you know, what they do in football and then coming up in basketball, and generally the key to this is this. At some point in time, your basketball team knocks off somebody big. I saw it with North Dakota State. All of a sudden, they beat Wisconsin at Wisconsin. And Wisconsin already lost the game under Bo Ryan at Wisconsin. And people go, oh, my gosh. And then they went to an NCAA tournament. And then, of course, their football team became historic. But it starts with something like that. If Johnny Tower gets his team to knock off some big-time team where they go in there, all of a sudden they'll get everybody's attention. And then you go, this is really exciting and this is fun. When that happens, it hadn't happened yet. Because this Pioneer League that the Tommy's playing is non-scholarship, but it's really not much different than the MIAC, at least at the top half. Probably at the bottom half it probably is, but not at the top half. You know, St. John's would, you know, probably win it this year. Bethel would be right there. You know, Gustavus would compete. Just because a team, like if a team's named Drake, well, that doesn't mean that they put any more into their football team than an MIAC school does. It means they put more into their basketball program. But if Johnny and Johnny Tower, the reason I say this is he'll get scholarships. Football team doesn't have scholarships, but the basketball team does. And if they bop somebody, that'll get them excited. And if that happens, and the state kind of takes note and they start talking about it, or if the hockey team starts winning a lot, but mainly basketball and football is where you find it. I just wonder if St. John's, with a pretty healthy group of alums there, doesn't say, wait a second. If anybody's going to do Division I, it's going to be us. We'll get in this league. You guys want to play us again? We'll play you again. I just wonder if that would be on the horizon, depending on how this plays out for St. Thomas. And I think that's more than just conjecture and speculation on my part. I think it is. All right. When we come back, we'll wrap up this edition of Sports to the Max. That's what we do on WCC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.